Well, barring last-minute stays of execution, and as is the way with these things in America, you can have surprises right up to the very last second. It will, this morning, put to death a prisoner in Ohio, but using for the very first time in terms of the whole country, a simple one-drug method of putting the prisoner to death, which is, in essence, a huge overdose of an anesthetic called thiopental sodium. And this is an experimental technique which has never been done before, which would, for the first time, no longer use the most common form of lethal injection, the three-drug cocktail that's been used up to now in the 35 states that still practice the death penalty here.
Because it followed an unsuccessful attempt by Ohio to execute a murderer called Rommel Broom.
Yeah, an absolutely gruesome event in September, where this prisoner spent 2 hours on the gurney where they were trying to find a vein. I mean, the three-drug cocktail relies on you having a vein where you can have an IV put into it, and then you get the three separate drugs put through the IV into your body. The first anesthetizes you, the second paralyzes you, and the third stops your heart. That's how the three-drug cocktail works. They couldn't find a vein in this man's body. So over 2 hours they tried to do it. In the end, they gave up. They couldn't do it, and the governor gave a fairly unique day of execution, and he was sent back to death row. Now no one quite knows what will happen to this particular prisoner, because no one knows whether you can be executed twice, as it were.
What do opponents of the death penalty say about Ohio's use of this drug that's never been used before to execute someone?
Well, on the one hand, you could say it has the potential to be more humane. The problem with the three-drug cocktail was that if you don't get anaesthetized properly, you then have excruciatingly painful drugs that paralyze you, and you're still conscious. And that has been known to happen in horrific cases. So a massive overdose, I mean, the worst that can happen in a sense is, you know, you're not sufficiently put over the edge, but even so, you'll be fast asleep. So it has potential to be less cruel and inhumane. But on the other hand, and this is what the protesters are saying, essentially what's going on here today is human experimentation. This is something that's never been done before. They're trying it out on the human for the first time, and no one really can put their hand on the hearts and say they're certain what will come out of it. So that's a fairly extreme and fairly critical criticism of what's going to be happening today.
And who's the unfortunate individual in question?
It's this guy called Kenneth Barros, and opponents of the death penalty think he's been carefully chosen to be the first guinea pig, as it were. He is, by all accounts, absolutely horrific and horrifying murderer. He's accused of having raped, tortured, murdered, and then dismembered a girl about 15 years ago and scattered her body around the state. So, you know, you couldn't choose a more heinous crime, and that's, people think, is no coincidence.